comfortable. And then we think, oh, well, next year we'll have this meeting and next year we'll have this meeting. We need to remember what it's like to have the token. The token, you needed to have your traveling clothes on. You needed to be ready to leave any time. You can never leave this pilgrim mindset. But you've got to be ready to go. And I say, God, bless us with buildings, bless us with things we need, but don't give us too much that we forget you. And I observe sometimes with some of the young people, they get comfortable and they want this, and hey, we want a fellowship hall, and we want to have all these programs, but we also need to institute. There's a place that we're coming back to. And I don't know what we're going to face, but there's things that are coming. And things that are coming, don't view them as evil. I didn't even think about this till Brother Tim spoke this morning. Don't view them as evil, but it's God ordering circumstances to bring us back into the place we really need to be. Can you see that? Laban, listen. Jacob had forgot the call. But I'll tell you what, a little pressure. A few things coming his way, and it activated something. And friends, within the seed that we have here within us, there's a call to go home. This world's not my home. And as things get uncomfortable, that call is bringing us back to our origin. It's not under the token message. Brother Branham says this, and I'll just say it verbatim. He said, there's something coming forth from the Lord. And he said, it'll pass right through you if you don't have the token there to examine it. Now that makes me tremble. Isaiah 66 or 65, blessed is the man that trembleth at my word. And I feel like when I hear these things, I don't want to just take them carnally or lightly, but I want to bring them. And as I feed on them, it brings something out from within me. It awakens desires that were always there. You know, Brother Donnie took that service yesterday and the last verse, and it was like David saying, and like a dove, I think maybe it was verse 6 or 7, like a dove, a characteristic of a dove is it always returns back. That's what it did in Noah's day, but it always returns back. And that's what we want to do. We want to go back. Now, I jumped all over the place here, but if I can just say this, there's a lot of voices in the world that will like to distract you, confuse you, draw attention. But you know what you need to listen to? There's a voice that's pointing towards home. Amen. And there's a certain way it's pointing, and there's a certain aspect of it. I would say the ministry in this last day, we don't have our own voices. I'm not pointing at our church. I'm not pointing at any certain place. I just say, Lord, may you minister. I think we've changed a little bit. My goodness, I got just a couple of minutes, but here, I was a young minister, and sometimes the word's anointed, and I come to the pulpit and I said, this service is going to put the church in the rapture. I know it. Because it was such a blessing. And then there's people, oh, yeah. Nice service, Brother Ed. I mean, it's deflating. And then other times I thought, well, I'm going to get back at them. Hey, I had to have that culled out of me. And there's times you felt like you're studying and you know certain situations in the church. And as you get to a certain quote, you feel like going right down and saying, listen to this part, it's for you. And you come back here. And you know what? But I've realized it has to be God doing the work. And I would say, I now cleanse myself of all self-desire, everything of that. And I say, now, Lord, you speak. And whatever you want, you make real. And I'll say, that's more lasting than anything I could do. Because that comes from the source. Amen. As I finish this, As I finish this, I don't know if I should even say this. I knew somebody would be there on the edge. Come on, just do it. Oh, my wife isn't here. We had three kids. Okay, this will be what I close with. Brother Ben, you guys took more than your 5 minutes. I'm just taking a little. We had three kids. My wife was like just tremendous homemaker. But we didn't have time for ourselves. We went out for evening, the babysitter, but we didn't go away for a weekend. So I devised a plan where I was going to take her out for a weekend. And I wrote a series of letters, seven of them, actually envelopes. And so one day, and the mail comes, and there's an envelope. There's a little letter, and it comes with the mail, and it's addressed to my wife. And I told my son, give it to Mom. And then she's busy making breakfast. Hey, take this, Mom. And she says, I can't read it right now. It's busy. It looks like it's for you. It's probably a free offer. Yes, it is. And finally, she opens it, and it says, congratulations, you've received an all-expense weekend with your husband. And she goes, what? It says, go upstairs to the second envelope. And she goes, and there's tickets. And it's going to a destination. And she looks, that's 2 days away. Ah! What about the kids? I said, it's taken care of. It's arranged. It's everything. So 2 days later, the third envelope opens up. And we get to the destination. We go for tea, and then there's a spa. She comes back from the spa. She's just glowing, just glowing. And so she could hardly wait till the next day when the fourth envelope opens. And we're close to the U.S. border, so there's $300. It's a shopping day. Ah, that'll really get things going. And, you know, and I can't tell you all the little things. While she was at the spa, you know, I went and I arranged this little place overlooking the ocean, and then we went and had a little waterfall. And so I pick her up from the spa, and, you know, we met my sister, we met her cousin, and she's going, how do these people know we were here? I don't know. And so all of these things happening, and we finally get to this place, and we pull in the driveway. Do you know where this is? No, but there's a little waterfall, and we punch in the last four digits of her cell number. How did they know that? I don't know. And we get there. It was a beautiful place. They had everything set up. Anyway, bottom line, six envelopes happened. Last day, last envelope, seventh envelope. And she opens it up. I wonder what this is. And it says, you get to go home with me. Hey, there's a key to this. That was what I wanted all along. And the guy who was there with the seventh envelope had written all the others to get to this one. And not only that, the guy who wrote the seventh envelope was there when the first was opened, and the second was open, and the third was open, and all of them are open. That one is still in the room today. And he's revealing himself to us. And it's a love letter. Let's stand together. I don't know where all that came from. You don't have to take this home to your wives, brothers. I was at the church, and somebody said, hey, you're the guy that wrote all those letters to his wife. I said, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. So, you know, this doesn't have to get out. Let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we have fun, we rejoice, but these things are serious. We're in serious times. But Lord, we sense your hand is upon us. Lord, you've given us a great love letter through the prophet of this age. And Lord, we want to treasure it. We want to read it. And we want to see you between the lines. Lord, we want to hear our place, our destination, the place that you have reserved for us. In the church ages, how the prophet says, everything is there. The streets are already made ready. Everything is in its place. And all that's awaiting is the inhabitants, a bride. Father, I pray your blessing would be upon these brothers. Lord, take these broken up, chopped up words. Just use them. Make them a blessing. Father, we commit ourselves, the rest of the meetings, to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, thank Brother Ed. Yep. All right, we're going to take a 15-minute break. Everybody knows where the snacks are, drinks are already, restrooms outside if you need a deep, fresh air. And then Brother Trevor Eamon is going to come back for our next session in 15 minutes. All right. God bless you.